the story of the wise men visiting Jesus. It began with a really great question, didn't it? Where is? Where is? Where is? Where is Jesus was the question. I've been asking that question quite a lot recently, where is? Because a lot of you will know we've only been in the area since the summer. So I'm constantly getting lost and asking where is. I think I've asked that question lots and lots of times. But it's a really good one to ask, isn't it? When you're trying to find your way, when you're trying to find something that's really important. Well, on Saturday, Alistair and I went and had a bit of a recce out, and we went across to Great Missenden for the first time, and we went to St Andrew's Christian Bookshop, which I know a lot of you have go to and support. It's a great shop, isn't it? We really enjoyed it. And while we were there, we overheard a really interesting conversation. A small girl was walking down the street. She probably was about 3 or 4, so probably not at school. And she did that wonderful thing. You know, sometimes you see people as they walk past windows in shops. She suddenly saw something and she almost stopped. And her mum kind of bumped into her. And she had a good look. We could see this inside the shop. And she was looking at this lovely book. Can you see? It was a bit like this. It was a lovely nativity scene with all the different parts of the story in. And then we could overhear this conversation going on outside about all the questions that she had about this lovely book. Well, her mum, to her credit, took the little girl into the shop. And there was a lovely shop assistant there. And the mum said, could we have a look at the book? So she went into the window and took the book out. And in the middle of the shop, they started to look at the book. But the little girl asked this amazing question. And she was really persistent, wasn't she, Alistair? She asked it several times. She said, where is God? Looked again. Where is God? And then she asked it again, where is God? And I found this a really profound question. I was standing there looking at some Christmas cards, just listening into this conversation. And I thought, what an amazing question to ask about the story of the Nativity. Where is God in all of this? Where is God in the Christmas story? And the wise men, they asked this question, didn't they? They asked is, where is the one who is going to be born King of the Jews? And they tried to find the answer. They looked in lots of different places and they did what they would do professionally. They were astronomers and they looked for the answers up to the sky. It's wonderful, isn't it, looking up at the night sky. I don't know if it's something you like to do. You kind of get a bit lost, don't you, as you look into the stars. It's just so beautiful. And what our brain does is it starts to try and form meaning to understand what we're looking at. It looks for shapes and understanding. And that's what they started to do. They tried to see if they could discern the shape or the meaning in the sky. So I thought we'd have a little go at this today. I'm just hoping that we haven't got any astronomers in the congregation, because I might show that I don't know a huge amount about this, but you might need to help me out as we have a look at this. So can we have a look at the first one, Marion? See, does anyone know what this shape might be? I think Emily might be knowing. Oh, what do you think? It's the Big Dipper, yeah, and there's another name for it as well, isn't it? Someone said the plough. Yeah, fantastic. This is the one that I can always find. I don't know about you. I'm not particularly good at finding shapes in the sky, but I can usually find this one. Let's have a look at another one then. Marion, what about this one? This is a bit more interesting. It's a bit more difficult. Does anyone know what this one might be? Orion, yeah. Yeah, how do people look for it when they're looking up at the sky? Is it something you look for particularly?
The belt, Men in Black.
Yeah, I look for the belt, do you? Yeah, so you can see that right across. And there's all the names of all the stars that make up that shape there on that picture, which is wonderful. And You can see the bow up at the top, can't you, that I think people think they can see when they look at that shape. So that's an interesting one. We've just got one more to have a go at. I think you might get this one as well. I tried to put some easy ones in that everyone would know. How about this one? The Milky Way. Isn't it lovely? Oh, it's a Mars bar as well, yeah. That's beautiful, isn't it, when you can see that in a really clear sky. It's really wonderful. So the wise men spent a lot of time. It was their profession. They were looking up at the sky. It was their job. And they had a really good... They spent a long time doing this, and they were looking for answers. They were searching. And Matthew in his gospel tells us that one day they saw something amazing. They saw a new star that had arisen in the sky. And when they looked at it, they realised that it was telling them that a king was to be born. But where was the question? Where would this king be? And they made a decision. It would be quite costly for them, but they would look for and seek the king. There's lots of discussions, isn't there, about what that star might be that different astronomers have looked at as they've gone back through the history of stars. But they're fascinating characters, aren't they? These determined men who enter the nativity scene. Matthew tells us that they were wise, that they were star readers. They came from the east. And the story also indicates that they were rich because they could finance a very long and complex journey. It would have taken them a long time to get to the point of Jesus' home. And they had some amazing presents, didn't they? We've already talked about gifts this morning. We've sung about these lovely gifts that they brought Jesus. And then finally, we know that they were fairly important because they managed to get an audience with Herod, the most important, powerful person in Judah. Yet, this journey was full of surprises. I don't think it kind of quite turned out maybe the way they were expecting. They started in the most obvious place, didn't they? They went to a palace, but it was soon clear that the new king wasn't there. They thought, well, let's ask a king would know where a new king was born. But King Herod, he didn't know, he didn't have the answer. In fact, this reading that we've had suggests that this question really disturbed him, this where is question really disturbed Herod. It threatened him. So they tried again. They looked up at the sky and they followed the star. And it took them somewhere that was very different, possibly, to what they were expecting. They found a king. And it was a small baby born in the quietness, away from all the pomp and splendour of a palace, in a downtrodden, insignificant manger. He was placed, born to ordinary parents. I've often wondered what it must have been like, you know, for Mary and Joseph when they opened the door and they saw these fascinating, interesting, wealthy people, men standing outside. I wonder what Mary thought as she opened the door. But they were seekers. They were looking for the king and they were prepared to ask the right questions. And Matthew tells us that they found what they were looking for. They found Jesus, they were overjoyed and they worshipped him. So this story, we have in it an answer to that question that the little girl asked in the bookshop, St. Andrew's bookshop, where is God? Because in this story we see God everywhere, and we've got some slides to have a look at this, Marion, I think. We see God in his use of creation and the star, this beautiful star, which caught the Magi's attention, that drew them towards Bethlehem. Astrologers think that it was two planets that came together. It was really interesting reading about this, actually, when I was preparing. They think it was Jupiter, that's known as a royal planet, and Saturn, that's sometimes thought to represent the Jews coming together. And, of course, the Magi looked at that and they realised the meaning behind that. And then God was in the prophecies. We heard a prophecy being read, words spoken out by God's people for thousands of years were coming true. And we've been looking a lot at this over the Advent time, of God's promises being true in Jesus, the Messiah, the one who would be like a shepherd to his people. And then God was there. He was there as the wise men entered the house of Mary and Joseph, as they looked at this small baby peering back at them from Mary's arms. Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. The gospel writers tell us that this small baby was God himself, God who came to dwell amongst us. Theologians have called him Jesus, the God-man, and I love that description, a man who was God. And the wise men, they got this, they understood it, and did the best thing that they could do. They got down on their knees, they bowed down and they worshipped him. And then we also see God in the gifts, don't we? These lovely gifts that they brought. Gold for a king, Frankincense, the symbol of prayer, which they used in the temple for worship. It was a gift for a high priest. And then finally, myrrh, used for burial, a symbol of Jesus' humanity, pointing to the significance of his death and how important that would be. And then finally, God was there in the dreams of the Magi, protecting them and taking them home, keeping them safe. So it's a wonderful story. As we look deeper, we see God's present everywhere in this story. So what's your response going to be today? Maybe it's time to really look for God in the Christmas story, to go back again and read it afresh and find God there. To search for him like the Magi did. To meet him, to come face to face with God. Jesus, who was fully human and also fully God. But then maybe today also, for many of us here, it's about opening your minds and your hearts afresh to the joy of this greatest gift that's been given to humankind, King Jesus, God's own Son. And maybe today, at some point amongst all the busyness, and some of us will have really busy days and fun days with our family and maybe with friends at home, in all the business, maybe just try and take a moment out just to say thank you and worship King Jesus. But whatever you're up to today, whether it's quiet or whether it's full of noise, I pray that you'll know the joy of the Magi. And may this joy overflow into your year ahead. Whatever circumstances you might find yourselves in, we know that God is here. That's what Christmas is all about. His presence throughout history. And in our presence now and in our future, God is with us. Amen. I'm going to pray now for us, and we're starting to come towards the end of our service, but let's just pray together. Living God, may the worship we've shared this Christmas lead to acts of service which transform people's lives. May the carols we've sung this Christmas help others to sing, even in their sadness. May the gifts we've exchanged this Christmas deepen our spirit of giving throughout the year. May the candles we've lit this Christmas remind us that you intend no one to live in darkness. May the new people we've met this Christmas remind us that we meet you in our neighbours. May the gathering together of family and friends this Christmas make us appreciate anew the gift of loved ones. And may the stories we have been told again this Christmas be good news of joy to us and all people on our lips and our lives. May the way you have come close to us this Christmas not be forgotten, but hidden in our memories. Be a rich resource to lift us up when we're facing times that are painful, and humble us. Humble us when things go well, for you are our life, our light and our salvation this season and always, because of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.